He knows you're listening now, Demetrius, and you know
he's back. It doesn't make it. Hey, you know what? Hey, Bertrand, I would love for you to join our forecast challenge.
Oh no!
Come on.
How embarrassing would it be for all of us, really?
No, we don't do Chicago. All right. That one rule is don't do Chicago because somebody gets lucky, and I'll hear about that for the rest.
But
of
you know what? Honestly, it is one of those things. It's like, well, what should I do? What should I do? And it's 78%. You never really know, and we got lucky.
Yeah, he was just questioning on how hard your job really could, how hard could it possibly be?
I still say this. Name one job where they forecast. None.
Mm-mm.
When people say financial analyst, no, they don't tell you the day before the stock crash, the stock market crashes. Yeah, I always think that. And I'm like, what? I can't think of many jobs where you, and you know, it's tougher. Okay, so here on TV, you know, we smile and try to look pretty, but you know, there are people who forecast for like airlines or shipping companies or energy companies where they need to know what the temperature is going to be because they need to know exactly how much power to buy and how much to create and how much to sell. So there are hundreds of thousands of dollars riding on their forecast every day.
Hey, don't sit here and have to defend yourself. It's Steve Bertrand giving you a hard time.
He knows I'm his biggest fan.
Well,
I'm one of your big. I am a fan.
I see you as competition, but.
And what prompted this, D, is that somebody said, please ask Demetrius why it's been so humid at night for the past 3 or 4 weeks. It's really not like the crisp fall weather that we want. And Steve's like, yeah, it has been humid.
Yeah. Well, it has been, you know, like last night, especially very muggy. Our dew point temperature was, you know, mid 50s. But remember, we're just getting into fall here. I mean, you know, it should still be, you know, it was summer 2 days ago. So, so we're, you know, I think that what happened was after Labor Day, the perception, because we cooled down so much, summer is over, fall's here. And you know, and I think it's hard to turn back that perception. Then when we started to see a warmer than normal conditions to end the month, and the month is you know, going to end out pretty much normal, and just kind of made up that deficit, that temperature deficit. I think that in people's minds, it was cool, and now it's hot and humid and things like that. So we have to keep our finger on the pulse of the viewers to really, you know, forecast.
Yeah. Like Steve Bertrand.
Yeah. He's a man of the people.
I saw that you had a Chicago henge, your own Chicago henge, at the WGN-TV studios yesterday.
Yeah, how about that? You know, I've been here, 12 years, and I never paid attention, I guess because I mostly worked, I was mostly going home then. But yeah, the sun shines right through our WGN sign, which when you come to our studio. So we have our own WGN henge. And then, of course, Morgan Kochmeyer, you know, we all have that person at work who's just, you know, got to show you that they can do better. You know, we all have that person, right? So, mm-hmm. You know, it's like we all turn in our report and they have the one that has, like, they went to Kinko's and, you know, everyone gets a new 3-ring binder with their report, you know. So she said WGN. So it's WG, then it's EN with a, you know, WGN. And I was like, that's actually better.
Oh, she took it up a level. Mm-hmm. And for those who are listening who aren't familiar with Chicago henge, because the way the streets are designed, there is a moment, well, maybe a few days before the autumnal equinox or the spring equinox, and you can line up your photo just so the sun is setting or rising. It looks pretty cool. And that's what Demetrius did at WGN-TV. It's posted on Instagram.
And you know,
WGN.
And you know, a lot of people, we say it every year. Well, every time we find an equinox, equal day, equal night is not happening for us until Friday, because of our latitude, how far we are from the equator. The sunlight is bent, bent? I guess it's on bended knee by boys, man. But anyway, the sunlight is called refraction, actually. So it's refracted, and that means that we get extra minutes of daylight until Friday. So that's called the equilux. So Friday, we're looking at 12 hours and 12 hours. So people always say, the equinox, we have half day, half night. That actually doesn't happen this far from the equator. That's actually Friday.
Hmm. Demetrius Ivory with us. If you have a question, 312-981-7200. Right now, Mary has current temps and a check on traffic. Demetrius Ivory, chief meteorologist at WGN-TV, is with us. Do we have stormy weather on the way?
Yeah, we are expecting more showers and thunderstorms to come our way later tonight. There's a stationary front that's just looming over our region. And, you know, this is the type of forecast we hate to give because it's times of clouds and sun and times of showers and thunderstorms until probably early Thursday morning. We have cooler air aloft, and there's a closed low that's going to develop just east of us into Wednesday and Thursday. So with that in mind, we just can't take rain out. We can tell you that the timing would be later tonight and then tomorrow, probably during the afternoon, and it probably ends early Thursday morning.
It's crazy how many people feel like they're in drought conditions and others have had enough rain. And I went to Farm Aid over the weekend, Demetrius, and, you know, in Western Illinois where our farm is, we haven't had an inch of rain since July 25th. I got to middle Wisconsin, driving up through Wisconsin. It looked like I was in Ireland. It was so lush and beautiful.
Yes, it's been a really unusual season for us because we were fine until we got into late August and early September. In September, we've had no rain here, really. But, you know, with that ridge pressing everything north, that's where you kind of get those ring of fire showers and thunderstorms. So, yeah, they're quite lush in portions of Wisconsin, Michigan, Minnesota, the Dakotas. Yeah, they've certainly have gotten enough rain there, but we need it in a big way.
Someone on the text line is saying, in winter, why do we swing from 32 to negative 25, but summer we don't go from 80 down to 23 degrees? Does winter just hate us?
It just hates us, but there's also drier air in place during winter. Drier air warms up more significantly and cools down more significantly than wet air because the moisture in the air there. Water has a higher specific heat than air, so basically, it takes more energy to warm it up, and it takes more energy to cool. Or you have to lose more energy to cool it down.
Last week, when we had Demetrius on, we were taking our recording our weather forecast. He says Halloween. I don't know what I said. I can't remember. I think
when it's going to snow. Yes.
Yeah. The first trace of snow. Are there any weather patterns that give you any indication what the winter is going to look like overall?
Oh, you know. You're really asking me that? Let your viewers know, you know, our listeners know. We can reiterate here. Bill Snyder is next to me, and you know, maybe he'll talk about the winter forecast. But no, I don't. I don't hold very much. I give them very little weight. Seasonal forecasts.
You mean you don't follow the Farmer's Almanac?
Oh, gosh. Well, we won't hold you to it, but what do you think?
I would suspect. We've been warmer than normal almost every month for over a year. So I would suspect probably end out warmer than normal. I think that it's going to be a lot like we've had in last couple of years where you get a warm December, you know, 60s in December, you know, November, severe thunderstorms in November. We're waiting on, you know, we know that we're going to be busy October, November. I think we'll be warmer than normal by far, but I do think that, you know, right around New Year's, that's when it always occurs, or Valentine's Day, where the really cold snaps do come our way. So I do think winter will be kind of delayed, where it will be warmer than normal, probably until the year's end.
Someone said, hey, guys, is there a website I can go to where I can type in a specific date in Chicago history? For example, my birthday in 1953, that would show the high and low for that day or other days. Yeah. Google it. Everywhere.
It's pretty easy. Yeah. The National Weather Service does have that. You might have to click through a couple of prompts, but that's about it.
Or you can just text Bill Snyder because he's a walking encyclopedia when it comes to that type of stuff.
That's what he does. I call him. I told him he's the longest tooth meteorologist in Chicago right now, I think. He's got the most tree rings around him than anyone else out here.
And you have to go jump on the TV right now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we're on soon, in about 3 minutes, yeah.
Okay. So next few days?
Next few days. Off and on showers and thunderstorms tonight. And Tuesday, Wednesday, not an all-day rain there, but, you know, there's going to be the possibility of some showers and storms. Maybe some rain lingers into Wednesday night. And then after that, a picture-perfect weekend with temperatures right around 80, maybe even reaching 80 as we get into this upcoming Saturday. Sunshine for the weekend.
Nice. All right, go. We'll watch for you on TV.
Thank you.